Does he? What does his do?
Just makes you better at everything, literally.
Well, I mean, like...
It makes me fucking sick.
Does he have a glamour knack? I don't remember this one.
Yes! It literally, it's a panache knack, and it's... You can spend a drama die to add... Or at least the first rank is you can spend a drama die to add your ranks in it to any check you make.
Well, he is good at things.
We've noticed.
All of the things.
Can you guys hear me okay? I was having some mic issues last week.
Yeah, you sound all right. I'll let you know if things sound weird.
All right, cool, because my headset decided to not use the mic on my head and only wanted to use the mic on my laptop.
Oh, cool.
Which
that happened
good.
To me with my old laptop a lot.
Well, it does sound like you're further away and more echoey, so it might
I'm
be
in a room with nothing in it. I will be a little bit echoey.
Okay.
There wasn't any cask of Montiango.
Like, Allende has more chance being the lost king than Beric. At least he has a Castilian name.
I don't know, I'm still betting on Juan.
Yes, I like that.
We met him mysteriously on an island and he decided to come with us.
Yeah, and we don't know who his parents are.
If I remember correctly, you met him in the port of San Cristobal when you got your ship.
Yeah, that's where we meet him, and then he says, I know this port and I can get you that ship. I just want to get out of here.
Yeah.
Just don't ask questions.
You need to have that loyalty thing.
No. I'm sorry. You add twice your rank in his knack.
I'm looking at the 7C wiki for Jeremiah Beric.
Yeah.
Stages of the Beric glamour knack. Stage 1, you are lucky. Stage 2, you are incredibly lucky. Stage 3, you are criminally lucky.
No, stage two is if you spend the drama die before making a roll, for every die that explodes during that roll, roll and keep 2 more dice, not
ooh,
one.
Ooh, I like that one.
Okay, so now we understand how he got out of the hole.
And then the last one is just re-roll. Like, you spend the drama die to re-roll whatever if you failed it.
Yeah, I guess. Like, what do you mean? It's got a lot of utility, but it's kind of boring.
It's the most broadly useful knack in the game. Except for maybe Jack, depending on if your GM is willing to let you turn guns into cheese.
I'd strongly consider it.
Well, like, I was looking at Shugenja knacks last night, or families last night, because a local friend of ours is looking into L5R, and I was looking over, and I look at Phoenix, and it's like, cool.
Yeah, no,
be good at whatever you want.
Is B and Isawa, I think, is their... They can even be good at Void, which you normally can't be.
Yeah, and they're... Get any advantage that you want and have no downside.
Someone opening a candy bar?
I'm opening a Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah, okay. The Glamour Knacks in 7C2 are based on the 20 Nights of... What's Elaine's dad? Elilod, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, King Elilod.
His court.
Yeah, King Arthur with some additions.
Of course, her dad.
So thankfully, there is no longer a Jeremiah Beric glamour knack.
I am so into Hexenveg. Like, oh my god.
Hexenveg's cool. But did they take the O'Bannon knack? If so, what's the point?
The O'Bannon knack is the Maximilian Pegasus of the glamour system.
I don't know how those two things are laid.
Toontown!
Oh, okay. I was thinking more of the mind eye thing.
No, O'Bannon's got a different thing going on upstairs.
Yeah, it's called nothing.
No, there's just a lot of lights. There's a lot of lights on upstairs.
Oh, also they smushed the Vendel and Vestin together and
yeah.
I don't know, I think they pulled it off.
Yeah, I think I'm
like
right.
It.
I haven't read too much about Sarmatia yet.
I think I left off right after in the middle of the Aizen chapter. Which, oh my god, Axe, the Countess? Some spooky lady on a hill?
Oh, you mean the Blood Countess?
Roswitha.
Nah, different person.
No, it's in her area.
It's mentioned precisely twice, and never explained.
Yeah, in the Vish area where Rosvitha is like the Iron Princess there, nobody talks because the Countess might hear you. And there's this really spooky picture of a vampire lady. So I think they're trying to link her to Elizabeth, what's her name? Who used to bathe in the blood of virgins to stay young.
Yeah, no, Eisen is basically like what people think Transylvania is.
Yeah, that's Eisen awesome. Is Van Helsing land.
Please, I think you mean Castlevania.
Yeah, it's kind of Castlevania, Van Helsing, and Bloodborne all had a child.
There's not outright alien shit happening, luckily. It's the first act of Bloodborne.
I don't know. Castlevania also had the flying humanoid and the Mothman.
Well, sure. Why not?
I mean, yeah, some Castlevania games have had Cthulhu in them.
He's a common enemy.
They put Cthulhu right in there. Right in there.
Also, sometimes he's Malich.
They get those names wrong all the time.
Agni was translated once as Aguni. They usually are good at Goetic demons, though.
Japan seems to love Goetic demons.
I mean, have you seen Stolas? He's full of owls. In that he is an owl. Oh, and at one time you might... I think one of the bosses is potentially a space alien from Alucard's childhood if Kid Dracula is canonical.
What's wrong?
It's okay. Castlevania's dead.
Oh yeah, that makes me feel super better.
Dracula, I am Bacula.
No.
I mean, we're getting the spiritual successor in Bloodstained.
Yeah, hopefully that turns out better than fucking Mighty Number 9.
Or Evil Within. Evil Within was fine.
And I heard the DLC is way better.
Yeah. Or Shadows of the Damned. Also fine. But they had the all-star team.
That's the thing about team-ups.
Yeah,
they rarely
you should
work.
Literally opened the case for Shadows of the Damned and just had yourself just rocked to death, but it was just kind of okay.
Yeah.
Well, what team-ups have been really successful?
The all-star basketball team for the Olympics.
I mean, in terms of production, everybody thinks team-ups are a great idea, but often you wind up with...
Queen and David Bowie for Under Pressure.
Didn't Scorsese and Tarantino team up and do a thing?
They did Grindhouse. But that was Rodriguez and Tarantino. Yeah. It was Grindhouse, and it was pretty bad. Probably the worst thing Tarantino or Rodriguez has ever done.
So what you're saying is you really need to have a monolithic artistic vision behind it?
Generally speaking, when you put too many big fish in a small pond...
Too many cooks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, individually, everything about that game was really cool.
Oh, good team-ups.
Except for the big
good
donor.
Omens. That was a team-up.
Yeah, fair.
My point is, I mean, you look at a lot of them, and you get things like AI, or...
or Taken... Or a lot of the late Spielberg stuff.
Yeah.
I thought Taken was well rated.
Wasn't.
Taken the movie, yes. Taken the sci-fi show, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought you meant... Yeah, because I thought the movie was pretty much under one or two people.
Yeah, there's a movie and a TV show called Taken. They are both about radically different things.
Yeah, Taken's the one about... The TV was about the aliens, right?
Yeah, like, and it's got Dakota Fanning, and that was where Dakota Fanning was cute and then annoying, and then I hated her when I saw War of the Worlds. I don't know what else she's been in.
Who are we talking about?
I think she does voice acting now.
Yeah, it sounds like a thing she'd do.
She's been... Her little sister's been doing a lot of things.
I think she was... Was she in Coraline?
No, maybe. The last major thing she was in was the Twilight Saga.
Rip.
I know. Oh, she was in Coraline. She was Coraline's voice. My bad.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
But she's been doing movies of, I mean, things I don't know, but whatever.
Yeah, like, I don't imagine she stopped acting. I just don't know anything else she's been in since then.
Yeah. The Last Robin Hood, which is something I never heard of.
Is that like The Last Unicorn?
No. The Last Unicorn is a goldmine of beautiful animation. Oh, it's a movie about the last days of the life of Errol Flynn.
Huh. Okay.
The Benefactor? Right.
Everyone's lowest stat is 2 except for Axes?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, fucking the initial, always good at marginally everything.
And everyone's highest stat is, what, 3? 4?
Yeah. I think Kevin has 4 and something.
Mine's the highest is 3.
Or maybe I'm mistaken because he just spent so many points on everything in Hero of Creation.
I think he's got 4.
Yeah, I got 4.
Is it 4 panache?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 4 for you and 3 for everyone else?
Yes.
Oh, is your are you starting drama dice based off of our highest abilities?
No, it's one for each of you and one for the highest skill, highest among you. So I get 9. Yep, everyone load up on drama dice.
Everyone load up on drama dice.
Load up by my 2.
I dropped a die.
7C coming at you. Ilvago coming at you like a lightning storm.
Off balance, no balance, it doesn't matter.
If you think about it, Ilvago is basically a luchador.
You're a dork.
Is Ilvago the leader of Los Vagos?
Yes.
So he's... Okay, I didn't know that there was an actual Zorro in the Zorro clan.
Yeah, he's the Guy Fawkes Zorro man.
Head Zorro? Oh,
nice. Lead Zorro.
Yeah, he's head Zorro of the Zorro Guild.
This reminds me of the there's that dinosaur comics where T-Rex is trying to make a play about Batman, and the problem he runs into is that everybody wants to play Batman. This is the fundamental problem with the Batman play.
Well, you just do the Batman Incorporated thing where Bruce Wayne starts a corporation of Batmans, of street level...
The problem is you need people to play other roles, but nobody wants to play anything except Batman.
What if... One but of no, them I'm is Bruce Batman. Wayne Batman, and the other one is Terry McGinnis.
What if that?
I want a Randy Savage glamour neck. I've been to the 7C, yeah.
What's the T on to invent Slim Jims?
Yeah, journeyman neck, snap into a Slim Jim.
A lot of necks involving props and... doing magic, sleight of hand magic tricks with a cup of cream.
You get a lot of, so long as you're really, really doped up, you get a lot of bonuses on interpersonal checks.
Meanwhile, the whole Hogan school is all about using straps.
God damn it. Is everyone ready to do this thing?
Sure.
And when I go, turn to the strap master, Jimmy Hart.
Well then.
Skin begins to bubble and boil.
And you'll beg me no, Hollywood. Hit me with the strap again.
No,
punishment
Hollywood.
Strap number 2.
Audience, if you're curious what we're talking about, I suggest you go look up your butt.
That's real
they
hard.
Aren't. I'm not either.
you need like a mirror and like a scope.
At least
no,
2 mirrors.
A home colonoscopy kit. You can get that on Skyball.
At least 2 mirrors. That's actually a mathematical fact.
Like, just do your home colonoscopy. You just get a hose, and
you get a camera, and you put it up your butt.
And then you
shove it up your butt.
Well, it's a medical procedure, James.
No, I'm doing an upper colonoscopy.
Get right at the sinews. Anyway.
What was the secret window with Johnny Depp? What are you...
It's the name of a movie. In the trailer, you see Johnny Depp going up to, I think, the guy... Fuck, I can't remember his name, but he talks to this guy and just says, "You stole my story." It's some horror movie. Johnny Depp is the... Actually, Johnny Depp might be the writer. The bad guy might be somebody else. I can't remember.
I think Johnny Depp was the writer and the bad guy.
He was all of them.
I never heard of this.
It
wasn't that good.
Yeah, remember the trailers were on TV a lot. Alright, so that's...
But Matt, it is called Secret Window, and it's a writer is accused of plagiarism by a strange man, who then starts haunting him for justice, based on a Stephen King novel.
Of course. That's why the main character's a writer.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, it's that movie and I think The Others, which I have that movie and The Others and Lady in the Water, which I have summarized down to one line from the trailer.
Yeah.
Which The Others is, where's my daughter? I am your daughter.
Oh, no, that's not Lady in the Water. That's,
that's, no, the,
that's,
others.
That's The Others. And then yeah. Lady in the Water is just Lady in the Water.
That's the
official title of the movie. You have to whisper it.
The children's book, the picture book, based on Lady in the Water is very good.
Yeah.
Well, the Lady in the Water is based on, rather.
I think the original title for the movie was An American Fairy Tale, and then it became Lady in the Water, An American Fairy Tale, and then it just became Lady in the Water.
Yeah.
Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your
ear. That was the movie where M. Night Shyamalan cast himself as the savior of the world.
Well, the savior of a sea creature-y fairy girl.
No, because he's the writer that the fairy girl has to talk to, and the book that he writes ends war and famine and all this other stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the last movie he put his name on.
No,
Avatar.
No, he didn't, because it wasn't called M. Night Shyamalan's Avatar.
Happening.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I forgot. Happening was
later. That is the last movie he put his name on.
And then yeah, and then there was Devil, and M. Night Shyamalan was kind of mentioned in the credits. And then After Earth happened, and you didn't discover M. Night Shyamalan was part of that until the end. They discovered that putting M. Night Shyamalan's name on things makes them way less profitable.
So by the way, that picture I put, those are cosplayers.
Nice, cosplay's intense.
Yeah, it is. Especially Borderlands.
What is it? Is that Borderlands cosplay? Okay.
Borderlands 2.
Okay, yeah, I didn't play Borderlands 2. I like the that they put the cell shading in makeup.
Yeah, a lot of Borderlands cosplayers do.
Yeah, it makes sense. You're trying to replicate the stylistic choices. I remember that was I remember seeing a Teen Girl Squad cosplay where everybody actually had like cardboard masks of the characters.
Nice.
And, like, speech bubbles said, like, so good. I think my favorite cosplay ever, though, is the guy who went as Zordon from Power Rangers. And part of his costume was an entire diorama of the Power Rangers base.
Nice.
And it was just like, and then his face was just in the tube.
Nice.
Let's see if we can find that. It was so dumb. Yeah, there it is. Actually, this might be a different one.
So, that Power Rangers reboot.
Yeah. Where
they all look like Halo.
That's what you do when you can't get... Actually, yeah, did Haim Saban just stop taking footage from Japan now?
I have no...
So that's what Power Rangers was. It was just they bought
it was just,
and recycled it.
Yeah, with, you know, white people to make it... applicable to Americans.
They had a single black person and a single Asian person every season.
Yeah, the
season,
black ranger and the yellow ranger.
Yeah, they switched them, and then the black ranger became the black guy became the red ranger in one season. I remember that was when I was talking about that. They're like, yeah, they made the Black Ranger. They made the Black Ranger black and the Yellow Ranger Asian. And my brother's like, yeah, and the Red Ranger was a Native American and the Blue Ranger was a Smurf.
I think I hear James. So coming
was
Gargamel
trying to turn the Smurfs into gold, or was he trying to eat them?
I have no idea what the fucking plot of the Smurfs was.
Because I heard like one of that was what he was trying to either turn them into gold or eat them.
Maybe he was trying to make them into gold so that he could eat them. And
unless you make a plan, and now there's Zordon.
We made a plan in about a minute. Like without knowing the layout, our plan came to: we're gonna go up to the bed chambers. We're gonna go out a window using the captain's grappling hook gun. But we're going to first survey what's outside the window by, you know, opening it and looking around and figuring out where guards are. Everybody will go down the rope from the grappling hook gun. Then the last person, he'll retrieve it and then we'll go to the outer walls, because I'm assuming the palace has some outer walls. We'll use the grappling hook gun to scale those. Alternately, Susan suggested that the captain's chambers may lead to a secret garden, and then we enact another plan that also involves grappling hook guns and maybe punching a guard.
Not so much a secret garden, but just a door to the palace gardens.
Wow, I think that took you more than a minute to tell to me.
Yeah, well, you were away for about 10 minutes, so once we took about 2 minutes to come up with our plans of finding a place that there are not many guards and going through, then we started talking about cosplay.
And also Gargamel.
Right when you got back. Right when you got back, Charlie started talking about the Smurfs in detail.
The Smurf event was a creation by Gargamel to tempt the Smurfs, who are genderless.
And cellar door is the most beautiful word in the English language. Anyway, we're back to the game now.
Yep. Please, Aura is better than Ada. Yeah. It's what Knuckles also uses, so...
The fuck are you guys talking?
We're talking about vocalizations for repeated jabs.
Yeah, in Fist of the North Star, it's a-da-da-da-da-da-da. And in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, it's a-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Yep.
Unless you're Dio, then it's...
So, thank you for the impromptu lesson you've just delivered.
Hey, we here at the Drunk and the Ugly make a difference in people's lives, Axe.
We help people who are impoverished in random anime knowledge.
Yeah, Daisu.
Alright. Yeah,